More than 30 Australians are dying each week from unintentional drug overdoses. The death rate from both legal and illegal drugs has risen by nearly 40% in the past decade. And it's not just an inner-city problem. A new report reveals you're now more likely to die from an unintentional drug overdose if you live in rural or regional Australia. Julia Holman reports, and a warning, this story raises some disturbing issues about drug abuse.
Patrick McKenzie was lucky. The 57-year-old from Townsville survived more than 10 overdoses over many years of drug abuse.
A heroin overdose comes on rapidly. You just slide into unconsciousness.
How close do you think that you came to dying from those overdoses?
I was clinically dead on a few occasions, yeah.
And while he was using heroin and later cocaine, Patrick saw many of his friends overdose.
It's terrifying to watch someone literally dying in front of your eyes. It's awful thing.
The Pennington Institute's annual overdose report reveals more than 1,600 people died of an unintentional drug overdose in 2017. John Ryan is the Institute's CEO.
And that 1,612 in 2017 is an increase of 38% over a 10-year period. So the number of overdoses increasing is far outstripping our population growth.
Opioids are the biggest cause of fatal overdose. In the last 5 years, heroin deaths have more than doubled. Deaths from prescribed opioids such as oxycodone and fentanyl have also risen. And deaths involving stimulants such as ice have tripled. John Ryan says drug users are typically dying from a cocktail of legal and illegal drugs, as well as alcohol.
Mostly it's two or more drugs, and for the first time ever, four or more substances are more likely to be present in an overdose than a single drug.
Drug abuse used to be considered the scourge of the big cities, but the Pennington report reveals you're more likely to die of an overdose in regional Australia. Tony Trimmingham runs the National Helpline, Family Drug Support Australia, from the Blue Mountains outside of Sydney.
There are some added problems for people who are outside the metropolitan area. Access to treatment is a lot more difficult.
Tony started the service after his son died of a heroin overdose in 1997, and he's distressed by the rise in deaths.
Oh, look, it's devastating for me. The pain of losing a child is great anyway. I do talk to bereaved families quite a lot, and I've noticed that in probably the last 6 months, I've spoken to more families who've lost somebody than over the last 6 years.
Unintentional overdoses are on the rise in every state and territory, but Western Australia has the highest rate. Professor Simon Lenton runs the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University in Perth.
We're not quite sure why that's the case, whether it's to do with changes that happened as a result of the mining boom with large numbers of people coming in, or whether it's due to issues in terms of how widespread Western Australia is compared to other states and territories.
The Pennington Institute's John Ryan says deaths from overdoses now far exceed the national road toll, and he's calling for drug use to be treated as a health issue, not as a problem for law enforcement to solve.
You know, it's a crisis in the sense that it's not capturing the attention and determination of our health system and our government system to the level that's required to actually properly address it.
That's the Pennington Institute's chief executive, John Ryan, ending that report from Julia Holman.